The House defied a White House veto threat yesterday and voted overwhelmingly for a five-year farm bill worth over $300 billion. Most of that money would go to subsidies for farmers or food stamps for the poor. But the bill also slashes funding for feeding poor students overseas. It happened the same day U.S. officials told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee that sharp increases in food prices could soon swell the ranks of the world's hungry by another 100 million people. NPR's David Wilna has this report.
Henrietta Fore was just back from taking the first U.S. relief flight into Myanmar. As the administrator for the U.S. Agency for International Development, she's the nation's top foreign aid official. Fore brought grim tidings to the Senate Foreign Relations Panel. There's a race against time, she said, to get relief to Myanmar. But there are also dozens of other impoverished nations.
We are in the midst of a global food crisis, unlike other food crises that we have faced. One that is caused not simply by natural disasters, conflict, or any single event, such as a drought. It is not localized, but pervasive and widespread.
Some senators, though, called the Bush administration's response inadequate. Pennsylvania Democrat Bob Casey pointed out that while President Bush did ask for an extra $350 million in food relief as part of the $100 billion-plus war spending bill Congress is about to consider, aid experts say that falls $200 million short of what's really needed to get food on the ground.
This money is a scintilla of what we spend in a week or a month in Iraq. By some estimates, we spend as much as $400 million a day. And we're asking for $200 million right now so that people can get food and hopefully in June, July, and August instead of waiting till November, December, January. Tell me why the administration won't agree to the $200 million more.
But USAID Chief Fore was making no promises.
We're working with the funds we have now to try to maximize their impact and to try to be sure that we're getting it to the places most in need. But I hear you.
Keep pushing.
The panel also heard from the woman who first described the global food crisis as a silent tsunami, UN World Food Program Director Josette Sheeran.
This is a cup from our school feeding program in Rwanda, and today we're actually able to put 40% less food in this cup than we could even last June, simply due to the rising food prices.
There are short-term reasons why food prices have jumped so quickly, among them drought, floods, speculation, and hoarding. There are also longer-term factors such as more and more grains going into expanding world markets for meat and biofuels, as well as years of diminishing U.S. aid for agricultural development in poor countries. James Lyons of Oxfam America told the panel it also makes no sense that the Farm Bill requires that most food aid be shipped into countries rather than bought locally.
The actual impact on total emergency food aid in terms of reduced effect is 65%. And I'd suggest to you that's the equivalent of telling your mother that you're going to give her $100 to go get food, but first she's got to buy a tank of gas and she can only buy her food in Washington, D.C.
Lyons cited Haiti as an example of a country that lost its ability to produce rice because local farmers could not compete with surplus rice sent from the U.S. He warned the kind of food riots that recently toppled Haiti's prime minister could break out in dozens of other nations as world hunger spreads. David Wilna, NPR News, the Capitol.